We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created and pay our respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging. This is Mojo Radio, and I am Vandat, bringing you the most important news of the week. Starting off with politics, the federal government announced the 2023 budget earlier this week, which forecast a surplus. Treasurer Jim Chalmers' budget aims to tackle major economic issues such as inflation and cost of living crisis by increasing spending on welfare and unemployment benefits. The budget sees the job seeker unemployment rate rise $2.8 a day, rent assistance increase up to $15 a week, and single parents will receive an additional $380 a week. The government is also planning to increase taxes on oil and gas companies for their offshore natural gas project, which brings in a revenue of $2.4 billion. There will also be a 5% increase in tobacco taxes, as well as a new package aiming to reduce the use of vapes and electronic cigarettes. In international politics, former U.S. President Donald J. Trump has been found liable for sexual assault abuse and defamation of writer E. Jean Carroll. The 9-member jury in Manhattan federal court awarded Ms. Carroll about U.S. $5 million in compensatory and punitive damages. Mr. Trump, who is campaigning to retake the White House in 2024, will lodge an appeal. In social news, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns defends his decision of not having a light show on Sydney Opera House for King Charles' coronation last Saturday. Minns said lighting the Sydney landmark sales cost around $80,000 to $100,000, and he prefers to spend taxpayers' money for moments of sacrifice and heroism for Australia, or occasional significant international events. 21-year-old university student was wrongly arrested for a hacking crime that took place 13 years ago in Griffith University in Queensland. After going to the police station to pay a parking fee, Hussein Alachi was arrested by police officers who had mistaken him for Mr. Alachi, who hacked into the university system at Griffith Medical School. Charges now have been dropped by the magistrate court, but Mr. Lalachi believes he has been racially profiled. In arts and culture, British artist known as Banksy has denounced the exhibition of his works in Australia and said the curators had no right to organise the shows. Banksy has called the exhibition a fake, but organisers are not backing down. The curator of the Arts of Banksy, Kamal Gorkainak, does not deny the lack of permission from the artist, but believes there is no other way to showcase Banksy's work in galleries. And lastly, in sports, Collingwood Football Club has issued an apology to Sydney's Lance Franklin after he was routinely booed by members of the crowd during a match at the MCG. Co-signed by Captain Darcy Moore, Coach Craig McRae, and Chief Executive Craig Kelly, said the club does not support booing, particularly champions of the game. In European soccer, the much-anticipated clash between Real Madrid and Manchester City finished without a winner in Madrid's ground, with goals from Vinicius Jr. and Kevin De Bruyne for both sides. And that is all for today. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, log on to our website, mojonews.com.au.